Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We've had our next guest. This gentleman is solid, and he has been solid for a long time. Haven't had him on in a while, but he's certainly been on the show before. Solomon Wilcots, longtime part of the NFL's CBS family, Pro Football Focus NFL analyst now, so he's crunching numbers, which might help me make a little bit of money, which I'm all ears. Solomon, welcome back to the show. How you doing today, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. Excuse me. Thank you, and good to be on with you today. Hope you're doing well.
Yeah, yep. No, we are, and we're excited about the games this weekend because there's so many different machinations that these games could take, different directions that they could go in. And let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Tennessee Titans, particularly because of Derrick Henry. And how important he's been for this team down the stretch. Now, I know when you crunch numbers and you look at, you know, statistics, it's like easy to say the Kansas City Chiefs have a clear advantage. They score with will. But it feels like the Tennessee Titans and Derrick Henry in particular have turned the clock back on the NFL so they can win an old school way. Does that hold true?
Oh, there's no doubt. I think we've seen it. And what if I told you that the top four rushing teams in the NFL in 2019 all made the playoffs?
Yep.
And the top four passing teams in the NFL this year, none of them made the playoffs. And so that means that we might be at the beginning of a trend around the NFL where we have clearly, for the last decade or so, it has become a passing league. And since you know this, the way this league had always operated, that running back, that tailback, was typically the first overall pick of the draft. The offense went through the tailback. Over the last decade or so, that's all changed. It's always the quarterback at the top of the draft. The offense goes through the quarterback. That's where the Tennessee Titans are at departure. The offense goes through Derrick Henry. He is the mainstay and the staple fulcrum of this offense. And so it's gotten them here. You know, it's done a lot for their football team. And now they're just one game shy of getting through a Super Bowl. I think they have to thread the needle. The pathway to victory is very slim. But, yes, it can get done.
You know, Solomon, let me ask you this. You know, outside of the playoffs for just a half a second, just to focus on the running backs real briefly, because you're right. You don't see running backs taken at the top of the draft, but if there's an elite one, you know, think of Ezekiel Elliott or Saquon Barkley, you do end up taking these guys because you can have them for 5 years with the new, you know, a fifth-year option. So do you think that the running back ever makes a resurgent? Because if you can find that guy at the top of the draft and plug him in and have this productivity, I mean, it's valuable for you, right?
I think it's true when you already have your quarterback. If you already have your quarterback, then I think that makes sense. A lot of the data analytics suggest, give you an example, the top 10 most productive running backs this year, you just took like the top 10 rushers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Of those 10 rushers, only three that are not currently on their rookie contract, okay?
Interesting.
I'm going to give you the names.
Yeah.
Ezekiel Elliott is one of them.
Yep.
Another is Mark Ingram. The other is Carlos Hyde. All the other ones are on a rookie deal.
Okay? That's interesting.
Yeah. So when you think about what you're paying the guys once they get into that second contract, what Ezekiel Elliott is getting, what Todd Gurley is getting, and I think, you know, as much as we all love Todd Gurley, I know I like him a lot.
Yep.
I think the Rams are having some buyer's remorse right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I think that is beginning to spook teams. So it's going to become interesting to see what Saquon Barkley gets. It's going to be interesting to see what Derrick Henry gets, even from this team, as he's heading into a contract year. So I don't think the cement's dry on this topic, on this conversation. I think it's evolving as we're sitting here talking about it.
So we're talking to Solomon Wilcots. 6 years in the NFL, by the way, 4 years primarily with the Bengals. And I want to ask you something about whether or not the Bengals should at least entertain trading out of one. Well, maybe we'll finish up with that. I want to kick that down the road, but I will circle back to it because I want to ask you this before we get to some other stuff here, Solomon. I know it was a little ugly, but it was It was ugly. It was beautifully ugly, if that makes any sense. And I'm talking about the way the Niners made the Vikings look like a JV team. I mean, last weekend, 27 minutes of game action without a first down. It's incredible. Rob Saleh, who's going to be a head coach, I think, at some point, he basically made Kirk Cousins a drop-back passer, took away play-action pass. Now, if you try to do that with Aaron Rodgers, it's a different dance. But how much of the game plan from last week can they apply to this week, because the personnel is pretty different?
I think you go back to week 12, where they jumped out 23-0 on the Green Bay Packers during the regular season, had three sacks on Aaron Rodgers in the first half, and won that game going away. Okay? The Packers are not known to be very balanced in terms of using run and pass, making sure that Aaron Jones is getting his touches. They want to throw it. They want to throw it to Devontae Adams. They want to check it down to Aaron Jones. Maybe use the backs out of the backfield now more than they ever have before. But if you go back to last week, Devontae Adams had 8 receptions. All the other receivers had 8. You know, so they don't have a lot of diversity in terms of players who can produce within the system. If you look at the 49ers, and I ask you, who do you got to stop in that offense? You couldn't name one person, because they got 3 different running backs who could gash you.
Yeah.
You got, not only got the tight end,
Kittle,
George Kittle,
yeah,
but now that Emmanuel Sanders is there and Deebo Samuel's the way they're doing, and Kendrick Bourne, I mean, they haven't had to lean on one player all season. That's what makes them so deadly, because you go to the ballpark saying, oh, we got to stop. Oh, wait a minute. We got to stop all of them, right?
Yeah, and then you look at the defensive side of the ball for them, and Eric Armstead's having a breakout year. He's a free agent. They got to figure out what they're going to do with him. DeForest Buckner's up there with 7.5 sacks. I mean, they're defense. Like, John Lynch did this the right way. We were questioning John Lynch a year ago. Now we're saying, John Lynch, you might be a genius, man, getting this team where they are right now. I mean, how much credit can you give to the roster build, right? It felt like 4 years ago, 5 years ago, San Francisco was headed towards a trench that they weren't getting out of. They hired John Lynch with no experience. He's basically, you know, an analyst. Then they bring in Shanahan, who was obviously a young coach, and really quickly, took a reset year, but really quickly, it feels like they could have, you know, the makings of a mini dynasty here.
So I'm going to share something with you guys. You guys are smart guys, so I know you'll understand this. So as we talk about the Rooney Rule, we talk about hiring practices, you know, I don't even spend 1 minute trying to tell a billionaire owner who he should hire. Because if he doesn't know how to run a productive company, then he's already in trouble.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, John Lynch, what he brings to the table is, what, 17 years playing experience?
Yeah.
He wasn't just a guy who was an announcer. He was a player.
Yeah.
And then he became an announcer. But he also went to Stanford, got an MBA. I mean, I'm not saying that that's the prerequisite for doing this. My point is, Malcolm Gladwell even tells you, you get your 10,000 hours, why would you start from scratch when you come into a job? You build on the knowledge that you already have. He played on a championship team that was led by a defense, and an offense didn't screw it up. That's what he did. And then the first move he made was he saw an opportunity with the Patriots, because he was the one, Bill Belichick said, he was the guy that just stayed on me. You guys want to make a deal for Jimmy Garoppolo? We're ready to deal for him. We'll give you a second round pick. We'll give you the deal. And then he paid the guy after he got there and won immediately, won five, six games in a row, paid him. And then he kept drafting these linemen, in so much that even after 4-12 record last year, second overall pick, he gets Nick Bosa, who turns out to be the cornerstone of the deal.
Yeah.
And so I think it's phenomenal. The team building is an art, but no one can sit here and tell me it's that complicated.
Yeah.
This could be complicated. All right, Solly, let's get your opinion. So to Solomon Wilcots with us here, start to wrap it up. Solly doing his thing with Pro Football Focus, a great analytics site. It's terrific. It's been really ahead of the way for a long time. Now, there's some other ones out there, but to me, PFF is one of my first logins. I think it's phenomenal. All right, so the phone's going to be ringing from a few people, I would imagine, in the war room leading up to the draft. Joe Burrow from Ohio. Bengals need a quarterback. They need to sell some tickets. How serious, or I know their ownership is so antiquated, but if you own the team, how open-minded would you be to maybe trading out of one and collecting a boatload of assets and drafting somebody other than Joe Burrow?
So here's what we do know about data analytics. The one position that truly impacts your ability to win and lose games every week, quarterback. You guys been watching the Giants the last couple of years. Tell me it ain't so.
No, Eli was bad. Yep.
I mean, you could go look at any team across. I'll give you a team that was, I mean, they were one of the best against the run, who were one of the best at pass rushing defense. Todd Bowles did an incredible job, but you wouldn't know about it because the quarterback threw 30 interceptions down in Tampa. Those 30 interceptions kept Tampa out of the playoffs. Tampa, I'm going to tell you, go look at the numbers around Tampa.
That's right.
But the quarterback will lose you more games so quickly. You cannot pass on a kid. And we get past that final game, and we use these months to dissect and discredit what people accomplish real time in real games. We can talk ourselves out of drafting Jim Brown right now.
You're right, man. You are right
you know
about that.
We'd be like, I don't know. As soon as a person starts a paragraph or a sentence with "I don't know," I just stop listening.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. Well, you know what? Tell me what you do know. Here's what I do know. He's answered all the questions. He's answered every single week, every single time, against every single opponent. And I love the fact that nobody ever gave this kid nothing.
No.
When Urban Meyer told him, "You can't be my starting quarterback," he said, "I can start for somebody." And he goes down to LSU in the toughest conference there is, and he threw a murderer's row of schedule. Went through every single one of them for 60 touchdown passes and single-digit interceptions. And he's hoisting a championship trophy. And he won over a locker room and a team that didn't initially give him a scholarship. So, I want that kind of dude in my foxhole. And if the Bengals aren't smart enough to know they can build around that, to me, this is not about, will Joe Burrow fail the Bengals? It's about, will Bengals fail Joe Burrow?
Love it. Solly, really good stuff. Good having you back on, buddy. Maybe we'll see you down in Miami for the Super Bowl. But even if we don't, I know we'll be reading PFF. It's a must-watch here. It's a must log on to, certainly every Monday and Friday for me. So really good stuff. Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you, guys.
Appreciate you, Solomon.
And I will see you on Radio Row in Miami.
Attaboy.
Most certainly.
Very nice. Class act, Solly. We always like Solomon Wilcotts. Years with CBS, you know? Years. Just a real classy dude. He is.
Love him.
Yeah.
He's great.
He's been really good for a long time. So that was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.